ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
D265EZ. On the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Welcome to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. Also brought to you by Fenley Chevrolet is your home for Woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler, Robert Smith, and Steve Cofield.
We are back once again here at the Orleans Hotel Casino inside Bailiwick, this wonderful gastropub, I believe is the term of art. That is our home each and every week for the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. Nice crowd on hand here for a variety of reasons, and more expected as the hour moves along. We're talking Runner Rebel basketball and a very special week. Yeah, a very disappointing result last night up in Reno. We won't spend a lot of time talking about that. We've got a critical game for the Runner Rebels coming up this Saturday evening against Boise State, a chance to all but completely lock up that first round bye in the Mountain West Conference tournament if the Rebels can win and sweep the Broncos for this season. But it's an even more important night because it's senior night, and we're going to spend a lot of time tonight talking about and talking with the Runner Rebel seniors who will be honored on that evening. Hi, everybody. I'm John Sandler along with Robert Smith. It's great to be with you. Robert, we get back here. Thank you. We get back here after the tough one last night, and everybody immediately turning their attention to what's coming up on Saturday, because that is a big deal.
Very, very important night. You know, you always look at senior night as that climax that you build up for, and you know, I'll let these seniors explain, you know, what it means to them, because I know what it meant to me that last game at home, playing in front of fans that you've been around for a while, and I wish we had him a couple of more years so he could enjoy it a little longer.
Him is Noah Robotham, who's going to join us in just a moment. Chris Clyburn will be along in just a little bit, and then Coach Menzies will join us in a little bit. Everybody battling traffic with the Knights game down at T-Mobile, getting across from the university over here. but they'll make it, and we'll keep you entertained. But before we get to Noah, Robert, we just want to mention once again, and you know, ask, plead, beg, implore the fans to make their presence felt. Come on out on Saturday night. It's such a big difference in terms of the atmosphere and the effort, on, you know, the adrenaline, I'll say,
right,
that it feeds to the players. And, of course, honoring these two young men who have been, whether it's been for a year or 3 years, huge parts of what is a program on the rise, but still very much in a reconstruction mode.
No doubt. And they, you know, the seniors will love to see a nice group of people out there for the game, and I think they'll play even harder for that.
No doubt. I mean, it's just natural. And, you know, you say, well, they should play hard every night. Well, these guys do. There's no question.
No doubt.
But that extra boost that a big crowd will give you is certainly something that the Rebels could use, because it's a critical game. They want to get that first round bye for the conference tournament. And, as I said, a win against Boise, it doesn't completely lock it up, because you've got Colorado State and Air Force, each with three games to play. And if either of them win all three, mm-hmm. even if the Rebels win tomorrow, there's a chance, and I don't know all the tiebreakers, but there's a chance one of those teams could finish ahead of the Rebels in the standings in a tie for fifth place, or a tie ahead of them in the seedings, I should say. But it would all but clinch that fifth place spot. All right, let's bring in one of the men of the hour, and a guy who has had a tremendous conference season. Looking to cap it off with a couple of great performances in the regular season, with the final two games against Boise and then up at Colorado State the following Saturday. But a young man who has been a credit to this program, even for the brief time he's been here, and I think will continue to be big part of UNLV basketball and more importantly, this entire community as he moves along. Noah Robotham joins us. Noah, always great to have you, and absolutely deserves a hand. It's been a journey for you, both sort of macro and micro. We'll get into both, but Let's focus on what's going on right now. You have really turned it on as conference play has gotten started. And I think a lot of that is just due to the fact you're an experienced player. You understand how the ebbs and flows of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've played college basketball for 4 years, and I've been in college for 5 years. But just getting acclimated, it kind of takes some time getting back into rhythm after sitting out a year. As much as you want to go out there and produce right away, it didn't go as planned. But, you know, kind of just keep yourself insulated with the right group of people and focus on what you need to focus on and, you know, keep your head up, do, you know, the ups and the downs, and, you know, the rest will handle itself.
The game prior to the last two, where you hit those four threes at home and really got the Rebels going, it was one of the first times we'd really kind of seen that fire from an offensive standpoint and you really in the zone, and that was really fun to watch.
Yeah, it was good. I think, you know, the coaches did a good job of putting me in a position to be successful, obviously, and my teammates did a good job of finding me. But, you know, San Diego State's arrival, we were down, you know, seemed like 12 with about 11 minutes left, so we needed a boost. And those threes in that moment were very big for our ball club.
Well, I think in Noah's case, he'll always be supporting the Rebels because he grew up with a Rebel diaper.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's in his blood from, you know, from early ages. So there's no doubt he'll always be supporting the Rebel program.
And it's a big deal. I hear from former Rebels all the time about, you know, how things are going and their interest in the program and their frustration if the things aren't going well and their happiness if things are going well. You are in that unique position in that you grew up here and you grew up going to games and you grew up a fan and now have gotten to be a part of the program. I know you're not looking forward to the end of your career, but do you plan on staying involved and plan on continuing to be somehow connected to the program?
Yeah, I think always. Like I said, I grew up a UNLV Rebels fan, and, you know, throughout the years, there are so many players I looked up to. You know, a funny story, about 2 weeks ago, we had just got done with the basketball game, and I went out to a restaurant to go eat with my family, and I run into Marcus Banks. And, you know, that's somebody who I idolized growing up, and, you know, he kind of spotted me at the restaurant and said, you know, hey, you know, how's this, how's that? And for me, you know, that's a surreal moment because that's somebody I truly idolized growing up, and to, you know, be able to talk to him, like, it kind of just shows you the unity that people in Las Vegas feel, and, you know, former players, especially him, you know, going to Cimarron and being, you know, UNLV great, you know, him just knowing who I am, it kind of just shows to you how impactful, you know, UNLV running Rebel basketball is. And as far as I'm here and as long as I'm going to be in Las Vegas, I'm always going to support UNLV for, you know, what they provided for me and for me to, you know, look up and, you know, have heroes growing up and, you know, make it all possible. It's definitely a place that, you know, is close to my heart, and I'm always going to be a running Rebel basketball fan.
That's great, Noah. And we'll kind of get both of your perspectives. I say both because Chris Clyburn has now joined us, the other senior who will be honored against Boise State on Saturday at the Thomas Mack. Chris, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Can you believe it's been 3 years and it's now coming up on senior night? Is it a little bit surreal to think about it that way?
Oh, yeah, most definitely it's surreal. It's crazy. Like, I feel like I just got here, just got my surgery and everything. But it's been a fast 3 years, a great 3 years. A lot of experience, a lot of fun with great team, great teammates, great friends, long life relationships, and it's been pretty fun.
Well, you have been part of what is really kind of a reconstruction of Runnin' Rebel basketball for the last 3 years, and you suffered through it in that first year. You saw some improvement in the second year, and now, as Coach Menzies and his staff really have started to build a foundation this year, you're starting to see things begin to rise. Nowhere near where anybody wants it to be, but you will always be remembered as one of those guys who was there at the very beginning to help build that foundation. You got to take some pride in that.
Yeah, most definitely. Just having a trust in Marvin, just coming here to my first year, his first year here as well, and just having a trust in him that he's going to do the right thing and make this program go on the right trajectory to be great. And that's one of the things I feel like he's on the right path to do. You know, we're just going to keep getting better each year, and we got a lot of young guys this year, so I feel like the talent is looking up.
A lot of young guys.
The question I want to ask, Chris, you remember the first year. when you got here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you knew there was not much here, and to look at where you are now, what do you see as the growing part from then till now? What do you think is most important about what's happened in the program?
Pretty much just the program growing as a unit, you know. Especially the first year, it was a real big struggle, and for us to come out the next year and have a 20-win season was pretty big time. But then us going this year and getting 9 conference wins already in the conference, and so we're doing things that in history that hasn't been done in a while, so it's pretty good for going out.
Yeah, the program will finish over 500 in conference play for the first time in 5 years, a chance to have 10 or 11 conference wins for the first time in a long time. Those are big goals, and you guys should be very proud, because as the seniors on this team, you've kind of led the charge that way.
That's right.
Noah, has it been a little bit difficult, given the fact that, you know, 8 of the 10, 9 of the 11, however you want to count it, after Shakur got hurt and Shekna got hurt, has it been difficult trying to guide this young a team with 8 freshmen and sophomores?
No, because the whole team, even though they're young, they're pretty coherent, and they have like a hunger to get better. Obviously, there is a learning curve, but you know, majority of the guys that are playing, you know, aren't even from here. Their first language isn't even English, so it takes some time for guys to get acclimated. But for the most part, guys stay in the gym. They want to get better. They listen. But I think, you know, every time we go out there, guys are playing hard. If it was an effort thing, I think that would be a problem, but you know, sometimes it just kind of comes down to an X and O and a familiarity, you know, with plays. And you know, imagine not only being from another country, you know, but being a freshman, like, you know, it's kind of
drinking water out of a fire hose.
Exactly, it's a tough thing to do. I always put myself in that position. Imagine if, you know, I was going to Africa to go play soccer, you know, and they were speaking French. I wouldn't know what to do. So you got to just be patient with those guys. But you know, those guys are unbelievable. Those Bryce is 18 years old, for crying out loud. Like, you know, UNLV basketball is definitely looking up, and I think Coach Menzies and staff have done a phenomenal job of just having the right character. All of our problems are on the basketball court. There's nothing off the court. Guys like each other on their team.
That's unusual these days.
Yeah, so, you know, it's big for our team, because when you have that camaraderie and you have a good group of guys with good character, it makes all those problems on the basketball court a lot easier just to work through, because it's just, you know, it's very simple, because just the character of the guys and how much they want to be here and how happy they are to be here.
Chris, you hear Noah talk about that, and you've lived through some times the last couple of years with the Runner Rebels. What is it when it wasn't all like that, when the guys weren't all together, or there were issues that got in the way of basketball a little bit? Nothing major, but this year had to be a little bit more refreshing that way for you, the fact that it is such a cohesive group.
Yeah, definitely. It makes things a lot easier when you're just dealing with the basketball things, because those are all correctable. When you got things off the court, it's tough to deal with. Then you got basketball things to deal with, and those two don't mix. So it's been a real good thing for us to be able to come together as a unit off the court, so we just be able to worry about the basketball things.
You know, Robert, I sit here and we're talking to Chris, and I mean, you know, he didn't even look at us the first year.
Remember the first year? I mean, we couldn't get a high out of him.
No. The eyes were down. There's nothing. And now it's, you know, DJ Chris up here.
Yeah.
But that's great. I mean, that's maturing and that's growing. And that's – I mean, you have to feel that you've grown as a person as well as a basketball player since you've been here.
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like I've grown a lot as a person. You know, just coming out of my box a little bit, just being more vocal as a leader on this team, and that's been a big step in my life right now. So it's something that's going to carry me a long way.
No doubt. It's going to help you in every aspect of your life. And I mean, it's great to see, and we're proud of you. When you think back on the last 3 years here at UNLV, is there a favorite memory? Is there a favorite moment that pops into your head, or a couple, whether it's on the floor or with your teammates or what have you?
Probably say the favorite memory was the game against BYU.
Oh,
it's probably one of the favorite memories we had throughout this whole 3 years.
That was terrific, and this guy obviously with that shot able to take care of things, and then Joel tried to tackle Coach Rose. But that was a terrific moment, and I think it's, you know, one of many that have happened since you've been here and will continue to happen. Plans for the future for you? Continue to play, try to play professionally somewhere?
Yes, most definitely. Just continue to play, play professionally anywhere I can. Just try to keep the legacy of my family going. Just keep playing as hard as I can, as far as I can.
Well, you might want to talk to the old man sitting right there who had one of the greatest international forays in professional basketball, 6 years or 7 years in Monaco in the south of France, hanging out on the beach and, you know, winning championships.
Life.
Yeah, yeah. And then he came back here. I don't know why, but hey, he came back.
Had to. But, you know, it's funny because – Like Chris said, 3 years went by fast. I mean, even for Noah, you know, I was looking forward to hanging with him all year, and the year's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost over. And for him, for 3 years, they went – I mean, when you look – and that's the way life is. You know, we think, oh, man, I got 3-4 years in school. It goes so fast. I remember my 7 years over in France. That first year seemed like the longest year. And then after that, it was a blur, you know. So you got to take advantage. And I learned that early in life that you got to take advantage of the time that you have because you don't know how long it's going to be. So, you know, I mean, but it's great to be able to experience what I have with you guys, you know, throughout these years. And I'm sure you guys will be looking forward to the future as well.
No doubt. Noah, you know, things work out a certain way, and it's unfortunate you didn't get a chance to spend your entire career here. But as you look back on your college career, and you still have a little bit left, but as you look back on your college career, fondest memories, any regrets, anything? I mean, you can't change it, but I'm hoping that coming back to UNLV has been a very positive thing for you.
Yeah, I think my greatest memory is putting on the jersey, you know, every time before the game. I've had some great memories in college. I've been fortunate to play with a lot of winning teams. And I've had a lot of great teammates, and you know, I've kind of created lifelong relationships. But every time I put on that UNLV jersey, you know, it honestly is surreal. Like I said, I went to Our Lady of Las Vegas from, you know, preschool to eighth grade, and I was playing against kids, you know, wearing penny loafers. So the opportunity to play for, you know, for the school that's, you know, near and dear to my heart is really unbelievable. You know, growing up, my best friend was Alex Harkanian, and I used to go watch games, and I never knew how big UNLV basketball was until I got a little bit older to understand a little bit of everything. But growing up, it was just kind of – it was normal, and I don't know if I ever really pictured myself being there when I was a little kid because it was kind of like larger than life to see everybody play up close. But, you know, to be able to represent a city and, you know, the state that has given me everything, you know, went to an unbelievable high school out here and was fortunate to win there. But, you know, I really have lifelong, you know, relationships with so many people here. My parents have been here since the mid-'80s. My brother, you know, went to Our Lady and graduated from Bishop Gorman as well. So to be able to play back at home and to play in front of my family, friends, and the people of Las Vegas, I don't think I could have written a better way to finish my college career.
The future mayor of Las Vegas right there, ladies and gentlemen, Noah Robotham. I tell you what, when you mentioned playing against kids at penny loafers, yeah, absolutely. Playing against kids at penny loafers, Detroit over there gave you kind of a raised eyebrow.
Penny loafers?
Yeah, that was more so like in the fifth and sixth grade.
Yeah, I get it.
When I got to high school, people had tennis shoes on.
They got their high tops on at that point. Yeah. I get it. We're going to take a break. I hope you guys will stick around for one more segment. We want to talk about goals left for this year because there's still a lot of basketball to be played. And then talk a little bit about the future of the program in your opinion, you know, what you see, with whether it's specifically with some of the guys you've played with or in general. Get your opinion about what's going on with Rebel basketball in the future. We'll talk about that in just a minute. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino from Learfield, IMG College. Robotham left side to Tomboy. Tomboy drives again. Tomboy floater from the lane, no good. Mbake rebounds. Mbake steps through
good
and lays
move,
it in.
Good move.
Nice move by Mbake that snaps the scoring drought. And the Rebels back within 9, 20-11. A couple of the youngsters, part of the future of the Runner Rebel program mentioned in that highlight, Joel Tomboy and Mbake Jong. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, previewing senior night. That's Saturday night coming up. Runner Rebels in a big game against Boise State I've been told now, clinch a first-round bye in fifth place in the Mountain West Conference with a victory over the Broncos if they can get it done. But as important, or maybe more importantly, it is senior night. And the two gentlemen who will be honored that night, Nora Botham and Chris Clyburn, are joining us up here at Bailiwick in front of a nice crowd. And guys, first of all, who's coming out with you? Is any family members going to make it out for you for senior night?
Chris? Yes, just my mom's going to be here.
That's awesome. Yeah. Mom, great. Mom special. Noah, how many thousand people will be on the floor with you?
The city will be out with him.
On the court with me, I think I'll probably just have my parents, my brother, my grandma. I think she's going to be out of town, so she's not going to be there. And those probably be the ones that are with me. My girlfriend, she has work, but maybe she can get off. She'll be there with me.
Do we need to make a call?
Maybe
we'll call her on the air and, you know, see if we can arrange that for you. All right. We said we were going to talk about a couple things. First of all, the remainder of this year. Big game against Boise State. You guys got them up there. They're tough. You know that. They've been struggling of late. A chance to clinch that fifth place. And we were talking off the air, you know, who do you want to play? It doesn't matter. You're going to have to win, you know, you're going to have to win three games if you clinch it. And in all likelihood, it's going to be Reno, Utah State, one of those teams that's really tough at the top, and you're going to have to get through a San Diego State or Utah State or a Fresno State as well, in all likelihood. So kind of doesn't matter, but Saturday's big in that context, just to make this year a little bit more successful.
Yeah, definitely. Boise State, they're actually playing pretty good basketball right now. Prior to they got beat pretty good yesterday by Colorado State, but they've played, you know, a lot of these teams really close, and they're a good team. You know, Jessup, Hobbs, Alston, they're a great three-headed monster. And in this league, if you got three really good players, you put yourself in a position to be really successful. And I think throughout the year, they have a lot of games where I think the end was, you know, determined by 5 points or less.
Yeah.
But they're a good team, and I think after we played against them, they had a game right after, and you know they passed the ball unbelievable. They shot the ball well, so I think it definitely motivated them. Anytime a team beats you the first time, you want to get that revenge back the second time. So you know we're expecting them to play great basketball. They're a great team. They're well coached. But if we handle what we need to handle, I think we'll put ourselves in position to win that ball game.
Chris, if you don't win it, then you got to go to Colorado State the following Saturday and win on their senior night on the road, and you know that won't be real easy.
Yeah, that's for sure going to be tough. You know, that's probably a bad feeling losing on your senior night. So I'm pretty sure Colorado State will be pretty pumped to play us since we beat them first time by a buzzer beater at that. So that would be a tough game to get. So that's why we got to make sure we secure this one this weekend. And yeah,
What about winning on your senior night?
Yeah, that's one. That's a big thing, you know, winning our senior night. Me and Noah just going out on a good note, especially just finish out this season strong. Just that's going to be something big for us. Just make sure we get it done on our senior night.
No doubt. So in that highlight, you heard a couple of names. You're Joel and Mbake, and they're part of the future of this program. You guys are the present and soon to be the Elder Statesman, you know, alumni. But those guys are the future, Joel and JTT. And Mbake and Amari and Trey and Bryce, and you know we go on and on because there are so many young players on this team. I'll start with you, Chris. Some thoughts on some of those guys and where they are and what they are likely to become, because you've been with them all year and you understand where they are now and what they could become in the future.
Most definitely. This team, all these young guys, is heading in the right direction. They got a lot of gym rats, you know. Start with Amari, he's big time gym rat, he gets in the gym. Joel as well. A lot of the freshmen and sophomores, they get in the gym together, work together. It's gonna be something special for them as the years go by, because they're real talented, you know. They got a lot of upside, so it's gonna be something special for them.
Noah, you're going to be handing the reins over to Amari in terms of sort of that on-court leader. Totally different style of player, and you know you are more in the mold of kind of that quote-unquote true point guard. Amari is a scorer, kind of a combo guard. And I know you guys have spent a ton of time together. Coach has said on this show numerous times that he's talked to Amari about next year, and it's his team and the things he's got to do. what have you talked about with Amari for the future? What will you talk to him about as the season comes to a close and he moves into the summer to get ready for next year?
Well, I think with Amari, like Chris said, he has great work habits. And anytime you're going to be a leader for a basketball team or a leader of anything, you have to lead by example. And Amari does a great job of getting in the gym, and I think that's just going to, you know, he's just going to progress in his own basketball career. But, you know, Amari's had a luxury of, you know, Jordy was a fifth-year senior, I was a fifth-year senior. He's learned from a lot of different guys. And the thing is, he'll be the guy next year who's had the most experience. And, you know, you'd be a fool not to listen to Amari next year. So he's a great player. He has great IQ. You know, his dad teaches him the game. They definitely know the game. His brother's one of the top high school basketball players in the country. So he kind of just comes from that family. And with him, he's just going to continue to work, continue to get better. You know, this guy went from, you know, averaging 4 or 5 points as a freshman, strictly playing the two, to this year, you know, playing both positions. I think he averages probably about 12 or 13 points.
Yeah.
He has an unbelievable assist-to-turnover ratio in conference. He's really slowed the game down, but in the same breath, he's very aggressive. He plays the game the right way. You know, he's becoming a better defender. Coach jokes around him all the time. Last year on closeouts, he wouldn't even put a hand up. But, you know, this year he's been a lot more disciplined. But, you know, Amari has a very bright future. And if he just continues to stay in the gym, you know, confidence is really big with him. But, you know, like I said, he's a great player. He comes from a great family. And I know Amari. He's just going to stay in the gym. And I don't really have to give him any advice. You can tell early on what type of basketball player he is. And he has the will and the need to get better. So if he continues to do that, you know, throughout his basketball career, he'll be playing basketball for a very long time.
Robert, obviously, you know, one of the great, if not the greatest, point guard in UNLV history. Your sense of Amari moving into that role next year?
I think it'll be good for him, because to be able to play both positions, you know, the two and the one, if you can handle the one as well, then it'll only open up his game, you know, so much more. So I think he has a lot, you know, a lot ahead of him, but I think he just has to buckle down and really learn that one position, because he can play the two. There's no doubt, but when you're running the one, now you got to make sure everybody's happy, and that's tough for a lot of guys, especially if they've been scorers.
All right, so we talked about Amari taking over for Noah. Joel's kind of played out of position since Shakur's been out. He's been playing the four. You know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but in all likelihood, he would go back to being the three next year. If they still have positions in basketball, those are disappearing. But Chris, as you think about Joel, in the role that you play primarily and have played primarily in your collegiate career, what are some things that you know he's going to need to work on, and what are some things that you're really excited to watch as Joel Tomboy grows into becoming a more mature basketball player?
One of the things that I would say that he could get better at is just keep being a listener, you know, just taking criticism the right way and make sure he just stays positive throughout his whole career. And he's a freshman. He's very talented, you know, averaging about 12 points a game as a freshman. He's really mature, playing out of position. He's not really a four-man, but he's just out there trying to get the job done. He don't care what the coach tell him to do. He's just going to go out there and do as best he can. So that's something that's going to carry him very far in his future.
Are you going to pay attention to what's going on with him as you play, whether it's professionally in the States, professionally overseas somewhere? Is that something you kind of would like to do?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm keeping up with all the future players for UNLV. I'm excited to see what they can do, and just seeing what they've done this year. And so that's going to be a big thing, just seeing what they can do as they progress and get older and get more mature. So I really want to see what they can be capable of doing.
And you can always bug Marvin, you know, call him like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Keep him busy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that time zone thing.
Hey, yeah, Coach, sorry. What time is it there?
Noah, obviously you have interest in Amari because you guys have played together in the backcourt. But is there one guy on the team that you're looking forward to watching his career, UNLV career, and blossom in the future?
There's so many guys, but I'd have to pick Mbake. You know, Mbake, I think, has probably been playing basketball for about 3 or 4 years now. But just his instincts has vastly improved since, you know, the time that I met him. It was funny, the first time I came to UNLV, We were kind of just playing like a pickup. We were just playing pickup. And, you know, I didn't know Mbaka. I didn't know who he was. But I remember everything I threw to him, he caught. He dunked the ball. He blocked a lot of shots. But I'm really looking forward to see his progression because he's somebody who constantly listens. He has the will to get better. And what I like about him is he's tough on himself. So that means that he's not going to sell himself short throughout anything he does in life. You know, coach was talking to the team in the film room the other day, and we're going over his classes, and he has accounting and econ and classes that I've taken. So it kind of just, you know, is a testament of his character, of him wanting to get better. He's taking classes that, you know, you wouldn't expect for somebody whose first language is French, you know, to take those type of classes. But, you know, on the court, he's unbelievable. He's only going to improve. Like I said, he's young. But I think coach has kind of proven he's had a history of, you know, getting those type of players and really molding them in to be great players, you know. You know, Pascal Siakam is the, you know, first person sure. that kind of sticks out in my head. But, you know, Mbaka wants to get better, and he really is a good kid. And, you know, it's always kind of somebody that I've kind of just been infatuated with. I think, you know, he knows a lot of languages, and he's someone that I enjoy to play with. And anytime I get beat off the dribble, you know, he's always there to kind of bail me out.
There
so,
you go.
You know, he's a great player, but I'm definitely looking forward to his college career.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. He improved so much between freshman and sophomore. It's going to be fun to see that jump between sophomore and junior. Chris, if you had to, you know, they put your picture up in the Mendon Hall, and they said they wrote something about you on the bottom of it, a caption about your UNLV career. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want fans to think of Chris Clyburn as a basketball player, as a participant in the program, a student athlete, a person? What would you want that to say, do you think? What types of things?
Probably just as one of those players that just play hard every possession, just didn't really worry about how his game was going or what was going on in the court or anything else. Just went out there and gave it his all every possession. It's one of those guys that does what the coaches told him. Just try to do as best he can, and whatever he had to do, and if it's scoring, playing defense,
Mr. Consistent,
anything. just one of those glue guys.
And I think that's an accurate description as well. It's exactly what Chris Clyburn has been, especially this year.
Yep.
Robert and I spent a lot of time before the season started talking about, okay, things that are going to happen if the Rebels are going to have a successful season. And right at the top of the list was Chris Clyburn becoming a consistent player at both ends of the floor. You were defensively, certainly, you've gotten even better, but then that offense became more and more consistent.
Yep.
And you're leading the Rebels in scoring, and you're having a terrific senior year. And you to be congratulated and commended for that. We've enjoyed watching it, and we'll continue to enjoy watching it for the next few games for sure, at least.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just been in the gym a lot, just putting in work overtime, and it's starting to finally pay off, and it's something I'm proud of.
All right, Noah, same question. How are they going to caption your statue?
Ooh, hopefully people just remember me as a leader and a winner. Obviously, from here, proud to be from here, but I think those two things are, you know, things that I care about. I want to be a good leader, and you know, to be a leader, you got to be an extension of the coach. Like Robert said before, you know, being a point guard is hard because you're just not focused on you; you're focused on, you know, four other things going on. And you know, being a leader is very important to me, and a winner. And everywhere I've gone, I've always tried to win, and I've always tried to put that in the forefront of anything that I'm doing. Because I think when you're a winner, I think that's you at your most selfless state. But, you know, just be a leader and a winner. If I could be remembered for that from the place that I call home, I'll look back on my career and, you know, be pretty happy.
I don't think there's any doubt that he will be remembered as a leader and a winner. And I have a sneaking suspicion that those two words will continue to follow Noah Robotham throughout his career. Any specific ideas? Coaching? Obviously more playing. But at when the playing days are over, coaching, or are you going to become mayor? you don't have to change your name to Goodman. I promise you that.
Coaching, not yet. I always joke with Coach Menzies. I don't think I got the patience for it right now to be a coach. But I think maybe when I get older, I'm not into politics, so mayor would definitely be out. But I think I would always like to, after basketball, playing career, like maybe like a managerial position of something. I'm kind of a hands-off type of person. I don't like dealing with a lot of attitudes. I'm kind of laid back and in reserve. So if I could like kind of just you know, put my fingerprint on stuff without actually like being hands-on, that would be ideal. I don't know what job.
I don't think you're allowed to move directly into CEO. You might have to get your hands dirty a little bit, but I think the path is clear.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if that's part of the journey, you know, that's fine. I could develop the patience, but if I could just pick like a perfect job after basketball, I would love to be a GM of like an NBA basketball team. I would really love to do that. I think you know, I study economics, so I kind of understand like the money aspect
exactly.
of it. I'm trying to learn about that, but you know, I would love to make trades and do all that stuff. But that's something that I would definitely look forward to. But if coaching, you know, would be somewhere down the line, I wouldn't mind being a coach. But you know, being 22 and being in the middle of the season right now,
at
the tail end of the season, I just don't think I have the patience for it.
Well, maybe as GM, you could trade for Chris Clyburn's son one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
absolutely.
Sounds good. Guys, senior night on Saturday night. Just both of you, just a word to the fans about just personally how important it is for you to see the fans out there on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's going to be very important for us to see a nice crowd, you know, for us to go out our last game here at the Thomas & Mack. It's crazy still thinking about it. It's really my last game at Thomas Mack, and it's been a fast 3 years. So really just want to see the fans, see the support, and just make it a nice little last game for us.
Noah?
Yeah, it's important to us. Anytime you go out there, you want to have home court advantage, and in college basketball, it's definitely important. But, you know, for all the fans, you know, make sure you come out and support, not only for myself but for Chris, for the future of, you know, UNLV basketball. You know, show everybody that, you know, we care about basketball in this town, and, you know, we're looking forward to the future. But, you know, be there, be loud, continue to cheer on UNLV, be supportive of what we got going on, because, you know, we got the right group of guys on this team. We got the right person leading the ship, and Coach Menzies and our staff. So continue to support, you know, cheer loudly, and, you know, just continue to be there, you know, and always support UNLV basketball. It's, you know, it's who Las Vegas is, UNLV basketball. So always come out and just, you know, be happy to be there. Yell, scream, boo the refs, do what you have to do. Just make sure you go out there and have fun.
No, well said. Chris, thank you. Guys, we're looking forward to it. Senior night, Saturday night against Boise State. It's a 7:30 tip. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with Runner Row warm-up. But most importantly, come out and support these two young men who will be playing their last regular season game at the Thomas & Mack. Nora Botham, Chris Clyburn, everybody. Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll
take a break. Coach Marvin Menzies will join us here in just a moment. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino from Learfield, IMG College. Nora Botham quickly up ahead to Hardy. Hardy shoots a three from the left side, makes it, and a foul on Caroline. You heard the fans behind us laughing after that. It's become a bit of a tradition. Every time we go to Reno, there's a group of fans who sits right behind us and chats with us, chats with Coach Menzies, and it's quite friendly for what is a fairly hostile environment
right.
otherwise.
Well, it's actually two guys, and they sit right to your right about two rows back. And, boy, they were on me tough last night.
Well, actually, they were complimentary. They were talking about your suit.
Yeah, they were. They were complimentary, but they were on the guys tough. They were like, when we shot a couple air balls.
Yeah.
And so when we shot the air balls, they were just riding that. And then right after they said it, who was that got fouled? That was
Amari got fouled, right?
So Amari
made it. Yeah.
So I turned around. I turned all the way around, just squared him up and looked at him, and I went. I just gave him this face like, what were you saying about air balls? You just got an M13 on you. Now be quiet. But no, I have fun with those guys. They're diehard Reno fans, and they're on me every game all the time. But, you know, it's funny. Like, when you get towards the end of the game, they're very complimentary.
Yes. Yeah.
Keep working. Keep coaching them, coach. And you got good young guys. And, you know, they know basketball, so they're informed guys. And so it makes for a good time.
Obviously, Coach Marvin Menzies has joined us. John and Robert with you here on the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. Quick programming note, our final Marvin Menzies Show of the year is going to be next Tuesday. Next Tuesday night here at Bailiwick at 6 o'clock. So make your plans to join us. If you've not been down here, come on down. It's a great place, great food and drink. Mr. Boyd is always such a wonderful host, and the staff here always takes great care of us. Coach, big night coming up on Saturday night. You got senior night. Yeah, it's the game against Boise. We'll talk about that a little bit. But you've got two very special young men who just spent the majority of this hour with us, Noah and Chris. Noah been with us for 2 years. One is an active player. Mm-hmm. Chris was part of that very first class. You came in trying to raise things up out of the ashes.
Right.
And both have played big roles.
Yeah, those guys are special people. You know, Tammy and I were driving home last night, and we were talking about senior night. You know, can't believe Chris's journey of 3 years is over already.
Yep.
And then, you know, Noah, like you said, having him for 2 years, even though he's only played one, seems like we've had him for a longer amount of time. But, you know, I can't say enough about those guys. I think their personalities and their character is just comes through when you get a chance to spend time with them. I think they'll be valuable additions to the community. I'm not sure where Chris plans on settling when his basketball is over. But I think this will, if not be his first home, it'll definitely be his second home. He's developed so many relationships out here, and both he and Noah have done a fantastic job incorporating themselves into the community when we do different events and even on campus community. So looking forward to spending a lot of years with those guys, even though we'll only be on the floor a few more times.
For you as a coach, is senior night tough for you? I mean, you've had kids for 4 years, 3 years, two or whatever. It's got to be tough because you take those kids in and you know, you pretty much live with them doing basketball, and then now they're leaving.
You know, in complete honesty, New Mexico State, it was tougher because we had those guys for 4, sometimes 5 years.
Right.
You know, we haven't had that happen here yet. Chris will be my first probably, you know,
long-term,
somewhat emotional type of goodbye, you know, because 'cause we've spent so much time growing and getting to know each other and to developing the relationship with he and his family. So and his mom will be flying in. He'll have some folks here, you know, for the game, which will be awesome. But it's just, yeah, it's tough because you're not going to have that inner, it's like a kid moving out of the house.
Right.
You know,
right.
You say you can't wait till they move out, until you're an empty nester.
That's right.
And then that the house is kind of like, yeah, you're texting them all the time. How's your day going? What you doing? Give me a call tonight. You know, and that's just the way it goes. But it's part of the deal, but it's also one of the positive aspects of the job.
We've got to take one more break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about senior night at Boise State and getting ready for the Broncos trying to get that sweep coming up on Saturday night. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino from Learfield IMG College. Drive down the left side. Hardy underneath. Flips the ball out to Blair. Open for a three. Nick's three is good.
And that's what the Rebels have to do.
There's a little more of the future. Amari Hardy handling the ball, getting inside, and then firing the ball out to dead-eye Nick Blair for a three. Not enough of them, but that was a pretty play last night. John Robert and Coach Menzies, our final segment tonight. Reminding you, again, final Marvin Menzies show next Tuesday night. 6 o'clock here at Bailiwick. Coach, big one, senior night. We've talked about it, but from the basketball standpoint, Boise State going for a sweep of the Broncos
right.
Saturday night. Chance to lock up that fifth place, that first round bye in the conference tournament, and get Noah and Chris a win on senior night.
No question. There's a lot of subplots to why that's a valuable game for us. Obviously, you try to go and win every game, but this one's got some subplots that make it even more valuable, especially, you know, I'd say first and foremost is you always want to win on senior night, number one, and then number two, you know, locking up that fifth spot will give us a chance to have an extra day's rest and preparation going into the conference tournament. So there's a lot to play for. It's not just another game on our schedule.
Boise poses unique problems, as each team does. They've got that three-headed monster. They can shoot it. They can move the ball well. When they move the ball well, they're a little bit like the Rebels in the sense that when they move the ball and share it, they can be pretty effective.
They're pretty good. I mean, they've got between Alston and Jessup and Hobbs, probably the big three that we got to pay a lot of attention to. But they've, you know, we say that, but then they've got some other really good role players as well.
Yeah.
And there's some ranking out there. There's the unluckiest teams in Division I, and I think they were maybe one or two in terms of close losses or lost at a buzzer, or, you know, I don't know what goes into the formula, but it was interesting because they are there. Coach Brown referenced it today in film. They're that dog that's backed up against the wall. It's a big dog, but he's trying to be humble. But you keep prodding him with that stick enough, he's going to come out biting. So we got to make sure we handle our business on Saturday. And there's a lot of details that go into the victory that we had last time that we've got to make sure we shore up why they shot it so well in the first half. We've got to clean those up.
Robert, remember the game earlier this year up at Taco Bell? Rebels snapped a six-game losing streak up there, and I think it was one of the moments. And yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride, as you and I predicted, because of all the youth.
For the season.
But I think that was one of those moments. That was one of those games, especially in the second half, where you said to yourself, "This team and this program is actually making progress."
Yeah. Well, and after, you know, watching them earlier in the game, I was like, "Man, Boise's going to give us trouble tonight." And then they kind of fell off a little bit, and we started picking up, and you could just see their confidence going away. And I thought it was one of those turnaround games for the Rebels this year.
Yeah, Coach, we'll get into future and all of that next week on the show before the Colorado State game. But I just want to give you a chance again to talk about your seniors. We'll talk about it on the
sure.
Rebel warm-up.
Certainly.
Shakur's a senior. Hopefully we'll be back. But these are guys who have been special to your program as you try to rebuild this thing.
Yeah, you know, again, the bottom line is when you're building a program, we always talked about getting guys in the program that can help the young guys and teach your standards to how you're supposed to operate, and it just makes it a player-led team. And I think Chris and Noah have done a phenomenal job. This is really kind of year one of having a core of guys that are doing all the right things, saying all the right things, leading the right way on and off the court, and established a really good direction for our young guys. So we're going to miss them. We love them. And I'm not going to say too much about them because I don't want to get them a big head, you know, before the game.
All right. Well, keep those heads deflated, guys, as you get ready for Boise State. That's going to do it for us here tonight. Again, our final show of the year will be next Tuesday night here at Bailiwick at 6 o'clock. Hope you'll join us for that. Prior to that, though, however, it is senior night over at the Thomas & Mack. A 7:30 tip on Saturday night against Boise State will be on the air at 7 o'clock with Runnin' Rebel warm-up. That's going to do it for us. I want to thank Noah and Chris, our seniors, for joining us. I want to thank Mark and Jared back in our Learfield IMG College studios, Chris engineering alongside Coach Menzies, and now from my broadcast partner, Robert Smith, this is John saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday night. See you at the Thomas & Mack on Saturday night. Have a good evening, everybody.
Live from Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino, you've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, presented by Fenway Toyota. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG